This is MSO Sports. I'm Rick Moore. We are talking now with Winthrop High School hockey coach Dale Dunbar. And Dale, where does the time go, man? I just talked to you yesterday about the playoffs.
Oh, it's unbelievable how fast it's going. You know, don't get me wrong, I love hockey season, but this cold weather, too, boy, is it a reminder that hockey's here.
It is fantastic that winter sports have begun so quickly. You guys are on to an incredible start, and I think we'll start there and go backwards a little bit. Tell me about this weekend, how it lined up, because I know you and Marblehead, your teams have always had close relationships with Marblehead, but Marblehead and Winthrop traveling out to the ancient Olympic site at Lake Placid for the weekend. Tell me about that whole experience, Dale.
Well, you know, it started in the summer. You know, I was at Mike Ruzioni's, and I said, you know what, Mike would be great. You know, you got us Fenway, which was unbelievable. And, you know, we always take Marblehead because of our strong relationships with, you know, alumni and people we played against and even former players that I've coached against. They're all tremendous people, tremendous kids, families. It's just been a great, you know, it's a fierce rivalry, yet a friendly rivalry. It's funny, they'll kill each other on the ice. But there's such a mutual respect. I know when they won the states, our kids were all at their games. And when we made our run last year, their kids were at our games. I was getting texts from them because, as you know, I work with a lot of them in the fall for probably the last 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to know these kids, and they're just awesome, awesome kids. You know, even up there, we took a group photo, then we took some other photos. You know, kids broke off, talked to each other. So, yeah, it was pretty special. But I remember being in Mike's backyard, and I said, Mike, how about before we end all this, we go to, you know, we go to Lake Placid and tell the kids what it was really like, you know, not so much through Miracle where things can be fabricated and some other things, but, you know, explain what it was like, you know, leading up to that game and being in the locker room and everything that comes with it. You say, you know, that's a great idea. So, you know, we put all the logistics together and worked with Mark Tommy, you know, and Marblehead, and it all came together. And the unfortunate part was Mike couldn't at the last second go because, you know, I was with him when he got the email, and it was saying, you know, he knew the team was going to get the Congressional Medal of Freedom,
mm-hmm.
but he didn't know when.
Oh, okay.
And when he ever read it, he couldn't believe it. And he said, well, I got good news and bad news.
Yeah.
And he goes, the good news, we're getting the Congressional Medal of Freedom. So it's the bad news, we're getting it Friday, the day of the, I'm supposed to speak in Placid. I said, oh, no. Well, things could change. Things can change. Let's see. And, you know, it didn't. But it didn't dull the experience. I mean, we dressed in the Herb Brooks, we dressed in the U.S. locker room. We played in the Herb Brooks Arena. The Olympic Center, and just Norman Rockwell up there,
yeah.
Snow's coming down lightly, it's town's all lit up. You know, Michael took allowed us to go to the Mike Ruzioni team store. You know, everybody got discounts if they wanted to buy things, which everybody pretty much did. but just walking around and seeing everything, it was so reminiscent of 80, you know, trying to watch that. And when you really looked at it, and even the kids said it, how did they have a Winter Olympics here? Tiny. It's like Winthrop. And the roads are so tiny, and they were in awe of the ski jump because, you know, as soon as you pull in, that's what you look up at. And if you overshot that, you were on the highway.
Is that right?
it was crazy. But all in all, again, just a magical experience. And, you know, like I said, you know, we wouldn't want to do it with anybody else but Marblehead because we have such a great ties and relationships and friendships. So, you know, once again, this one's for the books, the memories, it was great, great experience for all.
Did some of the parents get to travel as well?
Oh yeah. So a lot of Marblehead parents there and Winthrop parents.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was great. You know, it's a great team building for us too. We have a brand new team basically. You know. A lot of new kids, and So anytime you can get a team away for a weekend and be on a bus and see them act like goofballs, and you know, it's stuff that they'll always remember. So well, it was great on many fronts, many levels.
Awesome. I got to see, I ran into former Marvel head coach Bobby Jackson a few weeks ago, and he and I think we could have talked all night about North Shore hockey. And, of course, he talked a lot about you and his games with Winthrop. So there's that great rivalry there and that great tradition, I guess.
Yeah, and I think both have storied traditions and you know, programs. And you know, Bobby and he comes over to my house every summer for barbecues, and you know, that relationship was formed through hockey. And he's a great friend, and you know, a lot of the other guys too, Coles and Connie and everybody. I mean, I could go on and on, but yeah, classy group. And, the North Shore was represented very well in Placid.
Okay, that's good to know. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Now, again, we're going from the weekend backwards. Tell me about the games, because it looks like Marblehead has started off with its usual defensive play. I'm sorry, I meant Winthrop. I meant Winthrop, Dale. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, but I didn't want to say anything. But, yeah, I mean, you know, listen, both teams felt each other out for the first period and a half. Then we were able to get one, and then we got two, and, you know, once we got the third, it, you know, anytime you can get a two-goal lead, which is still considered the worst lead in hockey, but we were able to hang on. I mean, they came in bunches. We were able to hang on the first game 3-0, and almost the same in the second, came out again, you know, scoreless, and then we were able to, you know, sneak a couple of by, but, you know, Marblehead's Marblehead. They get a piece of you all the time. They're a physical group. They got some real character over there. The captain's a real character, kids. So we know what we're in for. They know what they're in for. It's going to be a dogfight, and that's basically what it was.
Sounds like a great start to what should be a really great season. Now let's back up a little bit further and tell me about preseason tryouts, practices, and what you expect from your kids.
Well, I mean, we lost a North Conference goalie, great goaltender, all Scholastic, you know, captain, and Mike Holgerson, Phil Boncori, Aiden Sevillas. I mean, we lost some key, you know, components of that team, championship team from last year, and you know, you just don't fill those voids. They're big. They're big in your lineup. And now some young kids are going to get more minutes, more responsibility and accountability. And, you know, it's a good litmus test to see what we had. We're certainly not as deep as we were as last year by any means. But at the same time, we, you know, our top line can play, you know, top couple of pairings, very good. And then, you know, a lot of kids in the second, third, and fourth line have not played a lot of minutes, but, you know, they're going to get the minutes, and, you know, they'll learn.
Who are your veteran leaders, Dale?
I got some young kids, but our two captains are juniors.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Pumford, who had a huge year last year for us as a sophomore, huge playoffs, huge just the whole year. He was on our first line, scored the huge goal in the first game. Against Apponquit, you know, in that playoff game that went triple overtime to the 29th seed. So, and then he scored some huge ones down the line, huge playmakers. He set up some huge goals for us. And he's with Paul Ferrara, another junior defenseman. He's a big body, like he's sprouted. He's up to like 6'3" right now, real agile, real leader. Those two are our leaders, and then a couple of, we have some seniors. Burke Klein is going to be one of them, assistant captain, along with Thomas Babine. Nick Romano, big Nick Romano, sorry, great football player, was an all conference football player this year, and he's been a mainstay with us. He was a big factor for us last year. He's about 6'3", 6'4", right now, power forward. So, yeah, he's Nick's a great player for us, good leader. So that's basically our leadership group right there.
All right, sounds exciting. What's the schedule like now coming up?
We have Linfield, who is always a dogfight. Got to go see the Gardner Brothers on Wednesday night up in Peabody. Then we travel right before Christmas. We have Dover Sherbourne this Saturday at home. Then we go to Norwell on the 23rd. Then that salty Christmas tournament the 2 days after Christmas.
This sounds like an interesting out-of-schedule opponent list there. The strength of schedule pretty tough?
Oh, yeah. Well, I always want to, I always want to schedule the best we can. And I want to do the non-conference as early as I can as well, just to see what we have, see what we have as depth in goal, depth on D, depth at forwards, try some different combinations, different kids. So, they're not conference play games, but they're still going to obviously go against our standings and rankings.
I'm still used to asking coaches about football questions, so you got to forgive me for not being with it today. But sounds like it's going to be a really exciting season, Dale. And when the next game is Wednesday, and is that in Peabody, you said?
It is, against Linfield, yep.
What time is that?
So obvious, I believe he's trying to get it for 7:15.
Okay. All right.
But, these two games were home and home against Marblehead, and they're huge in the standings, so... anytime you can grab anything from Marblehead, that's huge. So we're extremely fortunate, but to get two conference wins right away and 4 points, that's awesome.
Agreed, and I'm sure Marblehead will be rebounding nicely. Coach, thank you much. Thank you so much as always, and I'm going to bug you a lot this season as I usually do.
My pleasure, Rick. Anytime, buddy.
Thanks, Dale. Take care.
All right. Okay, bye.
That's Dale Dunbar, who is the Winthrop High School hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.